This next section has a fair amount going on. One of the strange things that happened here was this was the first time that I've had a tie vote. And so I, as the author, have had to make the choice of which way to go. The answer options were he cut his hand open and to worry about infection, he fractured his leg, or he fractured his arm. And the ties were he fractured his arm and he cut his hand open, bad enough to worry about infection. The other, I got one vote for he fractured his leg, so I went with he fractured his arm just for the sole reason of I feel like fracturing a leg is closer to fracturing his arm. You know, it just seems like that's kind of the middle choice. Fracturing his leg is close to fracturing an arm, and cutting your hand open to worry about infection is close to, you know, having an arm issue anyways. I don't know that that's the right choice, but that's the reason I went with it, is because I felt like it would please the most people, because it seemed closest to what they had voted. So he's got the injury, and then these two people show up, and these two people can end up to be rather significant characters. Originally, I was going to have only the girl find him. I kind of had this idea a few entries before, and then I decided, no, she probably needs somebody else to balance her out, or where I want to go with her, so to balance her personality. So I went ahead and added Ezra to this particular situation. So Ezra's kind of this angry, non-trusting older boy, and Bette is, you know, a little bit younger, kind of like 9 years old, and she's the same age as Will, and she's this kind of tough, trying to be a tough girl. And but she's a little more open and kinder at this point. They could turn out to be a lot of different things depending on how the story goes, but I'm just kind of introducing two new pivotal characters for this next section and this next period of time of where the novel goes.